to Farmington Voices, conversations about Farmington and Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Joni Hubred, your host, and I'm also publisher of Farmington Voice. Friends, this is a special series of conversations. We're interviewing candidates for city offices in Farmington and Farmington Hills. You'll get to know a little bit about who they are and what they stand for. Jacob Kovacs is a candidate for Farmington Hills City Council. Jacob, thank you for taking the time today to let people know a little bit about you. So tell us about yourself. How long have you lived in Farmington Hills, your community involvement, that sort of thing?
So recently I moved to Farmington Hills in 2010. So I've been here for over 11 years now. I'm 24 years old. I am young, but I am full of energy, and I've been blessed with a pretty good work experience and background so far. You know, I've gone to school at Harrison High School and to Oakland Community College, and then I went off to Detroit metro area, actually in downtown, to Wayne State at the Mike Ilitch School of Business, where I obtained my bachelor's degree in business management, and I've been able to serve my community for the past 7 years, especially by running my own business. With my education background and my family ethical background, I've been able to put my, you know, put a good work ethic into the community and help service customers because I own my own tile installation company. So I've been doing that for about 7 years on my own, and I have two employees with me currently. So we service a lot of customers out of Farmington Hills and the Detroit metro area. We try to, you know, observe the cleanest and most environmentally friendly methods in our operations. So we do take that into consideration because there's nothing better than to keep everything clean and then also a healthy environment for our customers and for, you know, our ecosystems that we have in Farmington Hills. And then I did serve as a project manager for a few years at Hella Electronics. So I've been involved with a lot of things, even at my age, but I'm not a stranger to being, you know, able to go to hard work. So at Hella Electronics specifically, I managed a couple teams with sensor products for vehicles globally, but we had a lot of revenue for our Detroit metro companies, which we employed hundreds of employees. So I was happy to be involved with that. And that's a little bit about my background, at least. But, you know, we can, I guess, if you have any other questions, we can move on to your next category.
Of course. What led you to your decision to run for a council seat?
So I guess it also pertains to my background a little bit. I love serving people. I have a pretty good volunteer experience background. You know, I'm involved with my church that I attend every Sunday, but with them and other faith-based organizations as well as social services, I've been involved for about 6 years now with feeding the homeless, helping disadvantaged kids, and then also in Vista Maria, which is one of the organizations that is a social service organization. It kind of opened my eyes that there is a real need for people to step up and not just help people, but to assure and to guarantee a future for everybody. So with my experience in volunteering and in my business life, and then as well as politics too, I've been involved with a few campaigns in the past. I saw that now is the most opportune time than ever for myself to get involved. You know, I've built a pretty good background on connections. I've made a good network of community members, especially in Farmington Hills. And I think now was the best time for me to do it. You know, I'm not tied by many things. I am not married, so I have my devotion is usually to what I'm working on. I am full of energy, and I do not get tired quickly. I usually am working morning till night on whatever project I've been given. So to run for city council, I would love to bring transparency, honesty, and integrity to it.
Okay. What do you see as the city's biggest challenge, and what solution or solutions will you propose if you're elected?
So there's a few that I am particular on helping to fix or to at least develop. I think we have a lot of room for expansion when it comes to terms with business regulation. So with our zoning restrictions that we have on certain types of zones in Farmington Hills, we restrict certain types of businesses from operating, especially homeowners. There's certain kinds of businesses, and it might be one of them in particular is landscaping. And I think we need to really evaluate that so we can have an extra source of income for our city, as well as expand that kind of business so we could also promote our local businesses, because these individuals that own these businesses, they're usually very small. They're not large-scale operations, but they do service a lot of our residents in Farmington Hills. So I think we should be really trying to work with them to understand their needs. And if we can, we would prefer them to have, you know, commercially zoned properties instead of, you know, living and operating out their homes. But until they get to a scalable size, then I think we need to really work with them. And another issue that I think people, I mean, it's an issue that always seems to come up with Farmington Hills, is that people see too large of tax increases on a yearly basis. And I know we have certain programs lined up and certain millages that we keep on adding to proposals, but that's one thing that people complain about. So I think we really need to sit down with the city manager and city employees and try to develop a plan where we can gain extra income, you know, have other services offered, and then try to make up for it instead of doing our tax increases like we usually do. And I would love to take a look at the budget and try to cut certain programs or certain costs that we spend that seem to be wasteful. I think we really need to be careful with what we spend our money on.
Thank you for that answer. And my next question is, how would Farmington Hills be better by the end of your term? What do you expect to contribute?
So if I were to be elected, I would say some of the biggest things that would happen, because like I said, I don't get tired easy, and I'm very hardworking. So if I were to be able to be combined with the current city council, I would be a great person to be working with. I would say that businesses would be able to operate more openly because of cut regulations. I would say that we can have a lot of wasteful spending cut. I think we could strengthen our power grid, which is a big issue. I think by the end of my term, if I were to get elected, is that we could work with our city government as well as with DTE, the largest service provider that we have in Michigan, especially in Farmington Hills. I think we could really strengthen that system in order to prevent large power outages like we saw over a month ago. And it was a hard hit on a lot of the community. And in particular, I was really happy to see that so many people came out of their houses and checked in on their neighbors. And that's really what the community needs more of. But let's hope that's not only when a storm happens. I would say that the city would be safer. You know, I would work with local law enforcement. I would say as a city council, we should be very interactive with our community. And I would say if I had the chance to, I would work with city council to get our residents more involved, whether it's in government, city council, or just in question and answer. I think that a lot of residents are left in the dark about simple daily activities that our government operates with. And, you know, speaking with a bunch of residents, they seem confused. So by the end of my term, they would have some more clarity than they do now about the function of our government and how they can be involved and help our government and community.
So is there anything else that you would like to add that you know, you may have thought of during the interview, or do you want people to know?
Yeah, sure. So I come from a European background. My family moved here from Romania, and I have learned a lot of characteristic traits from them, and I've lived by them as my core beliefs. I'm also a person of faith, so, you know, being Christ-centered, being a person servant, a civil servant, is something that I want to do and I have to do. It's not enough for me to sit and do nothing while people in my community either suffer or have disadvantages in their daily life. You know, I think every single person should be caring for their neighbor, and I would love to care for my community. My neighbors are an important daily activity for me. You know, I love to deal with people. I love to help people, and I love to see our Farmington Hills grow more prosperous, more safe, and stronger economically, you know. And I would love to serve as city council, and I don't think anybody voting for me, or if I were to get elected, it wouldn't be a lost cause. I think it has everything to benefit the city. You know, I can bring a fresh perspective, not only because of my age, but also because of, you know, my education background. I feel like we need to get more young people working with people who are experienced in government currently. You know, I think we have a big gap that we need to bridge, because in the end, it's all ages working together. So I would love to work in city council.
Great. And how can people find out more about you and about your candidacy?
So they can email me directly at kovacsjacob@gmail.com. They can visit my website, jacobkovacs.com. It's actually supposed to be up by the time this interview is published. It'll be up for everybody to look at. I'm on Instagram and on Facebook. And are we allowed to give out our phone number?
If you'd like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody listening to this would like to call me or text me, my phone number is 810-623-2137.
Okay. Well, thank you again for taking a few minutes today to let people know about you and about why you're running for council.
Thank you so much, Joni. I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to be able to spread the message across Farmington Hills.